This week, I traveled to Chicago to deliver my final farewell address to the nation. Following in the tradition of presidents before me, it was an opportunity to say thank you. Whether we've seen eye to eye or rarely agreed at all, my conversations with you, the American people, in living rooms and schools, at farms and on factory floors, at diners and on distant military outposts, all these conversations are what have kept me honest, kept me inspired, and kept me going. Every day, I learn from you. You made me a better president, and you made me a better man. Over the course of these 8 years, I have seen the goodness, the resilience, and the hope of the American people. I've seen neighbors looking out for each other as we rescued our economy from the worst crisis of our lifetimes. I've hugged cancer survivors who finally know the security of affordable health care. I've seen cities like Boston show the world that no terrorist will ever break the American spirit. I've seen the hopeful faces of young graduates and our newest military officers. I've seen our scientists help a paralyzed man regain his sense of touch, and our wounded warriors walk again. I've seen our doctors and volunteers rebuild after earthquakes and stop pandemics in their tracks. I've learned from students who are building robots and curing diseases and who will change the world in ways we can't even imagine. I've seen the youngest of children remind us of our obligations to care for our refugees, to work in peace, and above all, to look out for each other. That's what's possible when we come together in the slow, hard, sometimes frustrating, but always vital work of self-government. But we can't take our democracy for granted. All of us, regardless of party, should throw ourselves into the work of citizenship. Not just when there's an election, not just when our narrow interest is at stake, but over the full span of a lifetime. If you're tired of arguing with strangers on the internet, try to talk with one in real life. If something needs fixing, lace up your shoes and do some organizing. If you're disappointed by your elected officials, then grab a clipboard, get some signatures, and run for office yourself. Our success depends on our participation, regardless of which way the pendulum of power swings. It falls on each of us to be guardians of our democracy, to embrace the joyous task we've been given to continually try to improve this great nation of ours. Because for all our outward differences, we all share the same proud title, citizen. It has been the honor of my life to serve you as president. 8 years later, I am even more optimistic about our country's promise. And I look forward to working along your side, as a citizen, for all my days that remain. Thanks, everybody. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
尊敬的英国外交部政务次官阿洛克·沙马阁下，各位议员，各位朋友，女士们，先生们，今天我非常高兴与大家欢聚在历史悠久的兰卡斯特宫，共同庆祝中英建立大使级外交关系45周年。在漫长的人类历史长河中，45年只是短暂的一瞬，但对中英两国来说，过去的45年具有特殊重要的意义，不同寻常。这是中英关系跨越式发展的45年。1984年签署中英关于香港问题的联合声明，今年迎来香港回归20周年，我们的关系稳步发展。从建立全面伙伴关系到全面战略伙伴关系，再到共建面向21世纪的全球全面战略伙伴关系，开启了两国全面发展的黄金时代。伴随着这一个个历史性跨越，几十年来中英关系保持了稳定健康发展的主旋律，特别是黄金时代的重要定位，为两国关系的长远发展规划了愿景，指明了方向。这是中英合作敢为人先的45年。英国在西方大国中第一个承认新中国，第一个与中国开展贸易往来，第一个申请加入亚洲基础设施投资银行，第一个发行人民币债券，第一个与中国核电企业开展合作， 同样，在欧盟国家中，中国率先与英国建立全面战略伙伴关系，第一次在境外发行人民币主权债券和央行票据时选择了伦敦。中国对英投资也高居对欧洲国家投资之首。这些第一成为中英关系总体走在中西方关系前列的生动写照。正是由于中英双方始终秉持敢为人先的精神，才能在变局中抢占先机，在探索中挖掘潜力，在创新中营造亮点。这是中英交往全面拓宽的45年。我们已建立起两国总理年度会晤、经济财经对话、战略对话、高级别人文交流等高层对话机制，不断加强和完善各领域交流与合作，使中英关系大厦更加牢固。中英同为联合国安理会常任理事国和20国集团重要成员，积极承担国际责任，在反恐、维和、应对气候变化及诸多地区热点问题上密切沟通与协作，进一步彰显了两国关系的全球性和战略性。这是中英友好深入人心的45年，唯以心相交方能成其久远，这是我们坚信并一直为之努力的。去年中英两国人员互访已高达150多万人次，相当于平均每天约有4000人往返于两国之间，这是45年前中英一年互访人次的20多倍。目前英国已成为吸引中国留学生、开办孔子学院和孔子课堂最多的欧洲国家。两国成功互办文化交流年，共同纪念汤显祖和莎士比亚逝世400周年，促进了两国人文交流互鉴，为中英关系打下了坚实的民意基础。迈向新征程，我们需要坚持长远和战略眼光，推动双方各层级交流更加频繁，政治互信更加巩固，互利务实合作更加扎实，使中英关系在互信互补、互利互惠的轨道上行稳致远，更好地惠及两国人民。迈向新征程，我们需要把握世界发展大势，共同引领世界改革和发展潮流，坚持多边主义，倡导自由贸易，推进开放、包容、平衡、共赢的经济全球化，共同促进世界和平与繁荣。迈向新征程，我们需要妥善处理分歧，求同存异，求同化异。45年的经验告诉我们，只要中英始终相互尊重、平等相待，照顾彼此核心利益和重大关切，两国关系就能进入更加稳固、更加成熟的发展新阶段。今天对英国来说是一个真正的历史转折点。今天上午，梅首相正式宣布启动脱欧程序，标志着英欧谈判将全面展开。英国和欧盟都是中国的重要战略、政治和经贸伙伴，我们衷心希望英欧双方能够通过谈判达成双赢协议，实现共同发展。我们也愿与英方和欧方共同努力，推动中英关系、中欧关系并行发展，相互促进，更好造福双方人民。中国有句古话，大厦之成非一木之材，大海之阔非一流之归。中英关系的发展经历了时空的考验，凝聚了两国各界人士的智慧与汗水。我愿借此机会，衷心感谢中英各界人士，特别是今天在座的各位。感谢你们为中英关系做出的积极贡献，希望你们继续关心支持中英关系的发展。在中英关系建设黄金时代的新征程中，让我们携手并肩，抓住机遇，只争朝夕，承担起黄金时代赋予我们的历史使命，共同开辟中英关系的未来。最后，我提议，为庆祝中英建立大使级外交关系45周年，为开创中英关系黄金时代的历史新篇章，为中英两国人民之间的友谊历久弥新，干杯！